recipient for your work called The Roots.
Wild Roots.
Sorry. The
yes.
Roots. Wild Roots. I'm thinking yes. The Roots from back in the 80s.
Right?
Wild Roots. What is yeah. Wild Roots?
Wild Roots is a crazy tale. It's a tale of a young lady going through a healing journey, and kind of coming to terms and, you know, finding and exploring spirituality and connection to self and just kind of finding herself more and more. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are on that journey. It's just a glimpse into, you know, this world of hers and looking at different perspectives and how one can go about dealing with, you know, just life when it's hard, when it's confusing, and dealing with ourselves. You know, there's a lot going on externally, but it's a lot, everything is internal. Mm-hmm. Everything is internal and then, you know, comes out the other way. So it's, you know, how does one deal with themselves? And how does one heal and move, and what can that look like? Because it has very different views. It can look very different, and it's not timed, and it's not in a set time either.
Right.
You know, it's something that I personally believe is something you're going through your whole life, you know. Your entire life journey is some sort of a healing journey, bringing you back to yourself if you're on the path to see, you know, what's there for you to see. So yeah. That's kind of the project. It's inspired by my own journey, mm-hmm. you know, and what I've been able to do to kind of help myself, and just the questions that I still have. That I think could be beneficial maybe for other people, mm-hmm. To experience, to see a new perspective, a new way of viewing, how to deal, basically.
Right.
And it's been a process in the idea of Wild Roots. Mm-hmm. It first started back, I think it was 2018, Black Theater Workshop invited me to present. They were doing a joint showcase with the Mai.
Okay.
And I was asked to present a piece. I had 20, 25 minutes to present something, and I was like, what am I going to do? Do I dance for 20 minutes? Do I sing for 20 minutes? Do I do poetry? And then I was like, wait a second. This is the moment, Jamila, where you can start to formulate what it is that you're trying to be. And, yeah. and that is this multi-interdisciplinary world where I can kind of use all of the artistic skills that I have mm-hmm. in this one moment to kind of tell a story. I wasn't sure what story I wanted to tell. So I was like, just the only story that I know best to tell is my own. Right. And that's the best story to start with.
Yeah.
My story, my family, you know, my process of figuring out who I am, what my roots are, mm. you know, and then the beauty and wildness of investigating my father and my mom, who they are as people, where they're from, you know, their experiences. And then how does that make me?
Yeah.
You know, because I am a part of all of that. So when I first presented it, it was just me talking about my life and my family, kind of just like what we did today.
Right.
And I incorporated, you know, music that I had written and poetry that I had done and choreography. And it was really fun. And I even got my mom. I'm like, Mom, there's a piece in a little part in the piece where I'm going to start singing this song. and I'm going to need you to like do it's a call and response. Yes. So I'm going to need you to respond.
I remember I was there for that. Yes, I remember it. I remember it was, yes, I remember.
Yeah.
And your mom just broke out in the call and response right down in front. Yeah.
That's it. And it felt fantastic. I was like, yes, this is it. Like the things that I remember growing up being, you know, a little Black North American Caribbean kid, you know, that hybrid first generation, you know, and what it was like being that. And I incorporated it all into that piece. And from there, I was like, you know what? This is the start of whatever it is I'm trying to do.
Right. Yeah.
I still didn't know, but I was like, whatever it is, this has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go with that. And so I just kept writing, and then it got harder. And I'm like, I mean, I've written poems and songs, but like, I'm trying to write a what now? I'm trying to write a play, a story. Yeah. What am I doing?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, just write. And it evolved. It went from being like, you know, a verbatim my life story to something completely different. Cause I'm like, let it stem from me, but let there be an inspiration that others can see that it's reflective for everybody, you know? So it's definitely my roots. Like, you're going to see pieces of my Caribbean identity and all of that sprinkled in there, but it's a very greater story now with what the main character is going through and the things that she sees and how she sees them and the things being thrown at her.
Okay.
So it's going to be very interesting. Yeah. So I go ahead.
This collaboration between Playwrights Workshop Montreal and May, what is it exactly?
It was one of those things where I was like, okay, let me just get out there and see what's going on, what's happening in the community, what calls for submissions are out there. And May is one company that I'm always close to. I mean, they were with us for Colored Girls, and you know, they always have great things going on. And Playwrights Workshop Montreal, I've actually done a few. They've had some micro residencies and programs throughout the pandemic that I was like, let me get into there, because I'm like, I'm writing and this is the best environment and people to learn from and be around.
Yeah.
So I got myself into some of their programs as well. So then when I saw that there was a joint program with both the Mai and Playwrights, I was like,
Best of both worlds. Yeah.
This is it was one of those things like, I'm like, this has my name written all over it.
Mm.
I'd be damned if I didn't at least try to just apply and see what happens, you know? And I applied.
Mm-hmm.
I got accepted. I got welcomed, and it's going to be fantastic. I'm very excited to get started with the continued learning and training. And so basically the program, it supports the creative journey of an artist who's trying to see through an idea, a project. And so, you know, their help, their support, their funding will allow me to seek expertise from individuals that I feel would help me really hone and master the skills that I need in order to make Wild Roots the production that I would love it to be. So I have mentors, my father being one, who I will be
getting
information from and tapping into to help me get my projects out, as well as, West Can. I've reached out to Shiata and Malika from West Can, you know, to get their cultural consultant consulting in as well, because, you know, culture, you gotta these are the people that you need, you know what I mean? As well as musically and vocally, Alejandra Nunez Mano from Toronto. She was a musical director for Black Mothers, okay. How Black Mothers Say I Love You. And we developed a beautiful friendship. And so I asked her as well to come on board and assist me. And I'm excited to just get in there, investigate, create, explore, you know, especially with playwrights, just getting the format of what I'm trying to say out there and having the support, you know, of a team that will be able to guide me in the right direction.
Boy, it sounds like you know what you're doing.
Thanks.
Like, I mean, you said earlier that you just leap, but there seems to be a lot of calculation to your leap and a lot of like, okay, these are my experiences. Now I can leap. So,
I think it's personal calculations. It's like, I know what I'm good at. Mm-hmm. I know what I enjoy. I know what I've had. I know what I don't want.
Right.
And it's sticking to those things, you know, it's sticking to that and not wavering. I mean, sometimes I falter or sell myself short sometimes on some things, but for the most part, I'm like, again, it's that I have to do this. I have to try it.
Yeah.
I have to at least try. And I think once that focus is locked, it's like the things that make sense for what I'm trying to do, that's not going to counter my integrity or what I'm trying to say or my voice or any of those things that made me feel like I couldn't be who I've been fighting to kind of like be without having to like worry about or wear armor for. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to let anyone impede on that, because I've worked so hard to get to that place to just allow myself to be me and want the things that I want for myself. And I just really, I hold those boundaries really strongly.
Yeah.
And I stay, I'm stubborn that way. Yeah. Scorpio, like stubborn to like, that's boundary, where like my weakness could be my strength. You know, that's where like a weakness is my strength. And I'm like, I know that.
Yes.
So it's like, okay.
Yes. 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 I love it. I love it. Especially the boundaries part. Like, I find that, especially as artists, we don't set our boundaries strong enough sometimes. And on so many different levels, like on financial level, on like emotional levels. I say financial levels because like we don't set our price and we don't stick to it. You know, that's like number one. If there's anything. I feel like if I take anybody on as a mentor in the future, I'm gonna be like, listen to me, know your worth, and don't ever take less than, like, because, you know, as artists, we're like, you know, okay, working on projects and what have you, but the money's not necessarily coming in at the rate that we need, you know, because cell phone soon cut off because it's been overdue for 2 months. This soon cut off, light soon cut off. It's still summer, so they can cut it off and I won't have light. Right. You know, so we need to pay all those bills. But a lot of the time we will sacrifice what we're worth for, you know, for that short term little $50 coming in here, $100 coming in here, that really and truly, you know, sometimes the long-term sacrifice you need to.
That's it.
But, that's awesome. Congratulations. Let me say that officially on the air. Congratulations. That's
thank
big
you.
That, you know, you know what you're doing and you've put yourself in the space, the right space in order to do it. And you've equipped yourself with the right people for you in order to allow you to get to that goal. We do have to take another break. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Soul Perspectives. We are speaking to Jamila Jade Dance, who is a multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary artist based in Montreal, Jojage. Keep it locked. You're listening to CKUT on 90.3 FM.
is the sky. Still the future, she's at your side. Check your pulse and you're still alive. She's your boss. That's your woman and there ain't no better love.
As always, every Tuesday evening, it's like, damn, the show just went so, so fast. Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, you're going to have to listen back to the archive at 8:31 on CKUT.ca. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and our guest this evening is Jamila J. Joseph, who's an interdisciplinary artist based here in Montreal, Jojage, and is a past recipient of Black Theater Workshop's Victor Phillips Award in 2002. She's been performing and creating, learning, telling her stories for ever. Like, just, we'll just chalk it up to that. And she's currently working on a piece called a play, theatrical fantasy, called Wild Roots, that has been the recipient of the Joint Support Artists from Black, sorry, not Black Theater Workshop. We talk about Black Theater Workshop so much. It's like,
yeah,
a jumble. But no, it's from Playwrights Workshop Montreal and the May Montréal Art Interculturel that's supporting this work.
I also want to add that this project is produced with the support from the government of Quebec and the city of Montreal as a part of L'Entente sur le développement culturel de Montréal and from the Canada Council for the Arts.
There you go. There you go. Gotta get them sponsors and them.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamila, so.
Yeah.
Before we go, because unfortunately every show has to come to an end, but what is a piece of advice that you would give someone who wants to do something that is not the norm? Because we spoke about, you know, the fact that there's kind of like spoken about imposter syndrome and like not feeling like you belong, and then, you know, having the natural talent but not necessarily having like the quote unquote training. What would you tell somebody who wants to do something that's completely out of left field and they're feeling super nervous about it? What would you tell them?
I would tell them, feel all the feels. That's the first thing. Like, get that out of the way.
Yeah, you're entitled to that.
Know all the feelings that you're feeling and why are you feeling those things.
Right.
Then I would just say that you have to be... You have to believe in yourself, but you also have to be realistic with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, sometimes, a lot of times also our ego comes into play and it's like, oh, I could do this. I could do whatever, you know? And it's like, yeah, you can do anything you put your mind to, but it's like, you have to put your focus and respect in the places that it needs to be. So it's like, I try to learn as much as I can and I try to get myself into as close to people or the books, the literature, you know, if there's courses somewhere that I could take, I will go and investigate and see what I could do, where I could do that. I also look at the different, I'm an overthinker, so I overthink all the possibilities of what a one thing can stream into, you know, as a dancer. You know, I had the naive thought at one point that I'll dance for the rest of my life, but then reality came to me, you know, my legs were saying another thing, my hip was saying another thing, you know, and it was like, okay, I had to be realistic. There's going to be a point in my life where I'm not going to be able to move. Mm. So then what am I going to do? If I can't dance, then what? I'm going to call it quits. Mm-hmm. No, I need to figure out what else I could do within that world that still allows me to get a part of what I still love and acknowledging that I've lost some of what I might not be able to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep moving and look for every clue, sign that something else could be something for you. Don't feel like you can't. Mm. Always feel like you can. And then, you know, if life shows you some realities of it may not be feasible or it may not be this, then that's okay. And shift in another direction. Just, I want to say, stillness is important, but keep moving in the sense of your possibilities. Keep thinking of, okay, if that doesn't work, are there other things within that world that I could do? So it's like, okay, I may not be able to dance the way I want to, but I can choreograph. Mm-hmm. Okay, that choreography put me from the dance world into theater now, because now in theater, there's movement. They need movement coaches. They need movement mentors. I could find my way in there. Oh, okay, I love to sing. Cool. I could do this. I could do these gigs. I could write a song. I could do an album. I could write for other people. I could sing other people's songs. I could do, like,
that's that, just
ask yourself those questions. Like, right. Where can that one thing lead you?
Yeah.
So many things. And then just don't force yourself to have a right away answer, because that's just not how it works. You know, it's not just all going to fall. Like, I've had to live days, years.
Yeah.
And it started to make sense. Like in 2017, I had no clue what I was doing. Now in 2021, it's starting to make sense,
yeah.
Right? So just allow your space and opportunities to breathe, but then also know what you're willing to do, what you're not willing to do, mm-hmm. what you're willing to sacrifice, what you're not willing to sacrifice. And I think when you have those staples set, then everything else, you'll be able to discern everything else that comes your way. Hopefully that was helpful and not too much.
Listen, I think anytime you can give advice to someone, even if it may not make sense at the time, that mm-hmm. person will, like, it'll click at the right time.
Right.
I believe that everything comes to you in the timing, even if you don't understand it at that right. moment, you know, but something, some lock is going to turn in your mind. Some door is going to open. Like, I've had people tell me things years and years ago mm-hmm. that, you know, one day I'm like, dang, that's what they were saying,
right.
You know, because you're maybe your experience, your life experience mm-hmm. at the time that it was, so wasn't enough for you to understand right. what was being said. I mean,
exactly.
You know, how many times do our parents tell us things and we're like, yeah, right. And then months later, years later, we're like, oh, that's what you were saying.
Yes.
All that time. And mm-hmm. you're like, and they're looking at you crossways like,
yeah, I'm consistently apologizing to my parents. I'm like, oh,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I get you now. I'm sorry for what I'm sorry. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Jamila.
Kim.
It's that time of the evening. It's the end of the show. Congratulations once again on everything.
You.
I mean, just everything that you've accomplished. I mean, just to me, between 2017 and 2019, the amount of productions and, like, significant productions that you worked on as a performer, you know, that is big. I know a lot of actors, present company included, doesn't get that amount of work done, you know, like, so that's big. Congratulations for that. Congratulations
thank you.
Wild Roots and the joint support artist program that you got through Playwrights Workshop Montreal and the May.
Yes.
Montreal
yes.
Art Interculture, sponsored by, you know, Ville de Montréal mm-hmm. and et cetera, et cetera. Looking forward to this pandemic being over so that
right.
when you're ready to present it at,
that's right.
you know, whichever theater you decide to present it at.
Right. I'm going big.
Go big or go home. looking forward to seeing more from you.
Thank you.
Just thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I had a fantastic time. It's great talking to you. It's been a while, but it was great.
It has been
like
a while.
We never left.
No. It's like, what? What time? What time are you talking about? How much time passed?
Like, didn't I see you the other day?
Right. Just the other day. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of our evening. Please do go listen back to the archives if you missed anything. You can listen to our old shows as well on ckut.ca. This has been Soul Perspectives. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and you have been listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Welcome, Beyonce, Latavia, Nina, Nikki, Kelly, and Ashley, the hip-hop rapping Girls Time.
What you want to shit?
To make themselves smaller. We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much. You should aim to be successful, but not too successful, otherwise you will threaten the man. Because I am female, I am expected to aspire to marriage.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Are you age 65 and over? Now's the time to make your appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Listening to the Romanian radio show in Montreal, Marca Ro. Ascultați emisiunea de radio Marca Ro pe 90.3 FM CKUT.
Gazde de casă, vițe de persoană aleasă, sunt trimis ca vestitor de la nost poruncitor, dacă dumneavoastră binevoiți, colinda noastră s-o primiți. primiți colinda ori nu.
Să facem o curăță.
Emisiunea de radio Marcaro pe 90,3 FM CKUT.
Cerul și pământul, cerul și pământul încă te răsună. Îngeri și oameni, îngeri și oameni cântă împreună. Hristos se naște, Domnul coboară. Îngerii cântă, magii la doară, păsturi aleargă, iesele-a înconjoară, mari minuni se întâmplară. Păsturi aleargă, iesele-a înconjoară, mari minuni se întâmplară. În vifla imazi, e mare minune. Vergură curată, vergură curată, fii născut în lume. Hristos se naște, Domnul coboară. Îngerii cântă, magii la doară. Păsturi aleargă, iesele-a înconjoară, mari minuni se întâmplară. Păstori aleargă, iesele-a înconjoară, mari minuni se întâmplară. Din răsărit vin magi cu bucurie, cu dar de smirnă aur și tămâie. Hristos se naște, Domnul coboară. Îngerii cântă, magii la doară, păsturi aleargă, iesele-a înconjoară, mari minuni se întâmplară. Păsturi aleargă, iesele-a înconjoară, mari minuni se întâmplară. Din cer cuvântul în trup se arată. Noaptea din lume, zi se face îndată. Hristos se naște, Domnul coboară. Îngerii cântă, magii la doară. Păsturi aleargă, iesele-a înconjoară, mari minuni se întâmplară. Păstori aleargă, iesele-a înconjoară, mari minuni se întâmplară. Hristos se naște, veniți la închinare. Cu vesel suflet, vesele cântare. Hristos se naște, Domnul coboară. Îngerii cântă, magii la doară, păsturi aleargă, iesele-a înconjoară, mari minuni se întâmplară. Păsturi aleargă, iesele-a înconjoară, mari minuni se întâmplară.
Sta prunc micuț Iisus, în grădiniță el și-a pus un trandafir cu gând curat, să-i poarte flori de-ncurunat. Un trandafir cu gând curat, să-i poarte flori de-ncurunat. Când trandafirul înflorea, a iudei prunci se năpusteau asupra trandafirului. firilor, rupând de zor podoaba lor, asupra trandafirilor, rupând de zor podoaba lor. Mai vrei să porți cunună, vrei strigară cea de iudei și loc de trandafiri curat cu spine capul coronat și loc de trandafiri curat cu spine capul coronat.
Iisus, asta e sara de Crăciun. Tăt cu fașă de mătasă, de măsur ori aleasă, asta e sara.
Prunci le cule sară, prunci le
acolo sară și le trime sară.
Senea Marcaro vă dorește un Crăciun fericit, cu multă sănătate, bucurii alături de cei dragi. La mulți ani și să ne auzim cu bine pe 90,3 FM la aceeași emisiune, Marcaro, emisiune de limba română.
Good evening, the time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel de Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host for this guest holiday special of Hotel de Blues, Vishwal Ramakrishnan, here to play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, here is Cecil Barfield playing I Told You Not to Do That. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
I told it to you not to do.